Two new countries have joined us for our fun and frivolity. Please say Marhaba to Saudi Arabia and Was the Scene to Trinidad and Tobago. Any and all help with the algorithm is appreciated. So when you're listening, please click that like button. Share when you can and leave a comment, even if it's just to say hi. Ways to support the show are linked in the description box below. Today we have a dumb birthday game from May 9th, 1994, which I have titled Locally Grown. The players: a groggy, lecherous Kevin from Dorchester, Gordon in Boston, the lovely and exciting Kristen from Dorchester, Paul in Malden, Keith Shields producing and playing in studio, and Rob Floyd in traffic. Now the birthdays, because Norm was filling in for an ailing Bob Raleigh, he had already used May 9th, so it's on to May 10th with Gary Owens and Pat Summerall, then May 11th for Mort Saul, Foster Brooks, and then May 12th, George Carlin, and then we go back to May 10th for Tom Snyder. Did you follow that? We're not done yet though, because then we go to Friday, May 13th for Stevie Wonder, B. Arthur, and Yogi Berra. Post-game, we get a call from June, who's near the St. Lawrence Seaway, north of Detroit, and she has a joke, and a commercial for Dave Dinger Ford. Episode 234, Locally Grown, sprouts its way to your ears. Now.
Move in, Nathan. Now, as the wee hours of the morning crept on, I had to fight the Sandman with a stick here. A little groggy right now.
You're a little groggy, but that's okay. Sometimes when you're groggy, things come to mind much more easily. That's right. It'll make a whole lot of sense. Anyway, I'm glad you stayed up.
All right.
And if you can hold yourself so you don't fall asleep in the middle of the game, we certainly would appreciate it. Have you played the game with us before?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Okay. A couple of times, actually.
Okay, so you're an old veteran at this. Yep. You don't need to be told about the rules.
Yeah.
Okay, we have Gordon, who's in Boston, who's going to play the game with us. Hi, Gordon.
Hello, and how are you today?
You sound like you read that. Hello, and how are you today?
Oh.
I'm just fine, thank you. I hope you're okay.
Well, I hope, you know, nobody cheated, because we're supposed to be, at our mother's house, honoring our mothers today.
That's right.
This is the paper, cheating.
That's right. You wouldn't want to cheat on Mother's Day of all days.
That's right.
That's right. You might cheat a little bit like on, Halloween would be okay. Patriots Day wouldn't be too bad either, but not on Mother's Day.
That's true.
Let's not disappoint our mothers.
That's exactly so, and I'm so glad you popped in with that. Okay, we have Kristen also. Kristen is also in Dorchester, and same as you're in Dorchester, Kevin.
Right.
Maybe we can get you two guys together.
Hello, Norm.
Hi, Kristen. How you doing?
Okay.
You don't want to get together with Kevin anyway. He sounds lecherous.
Oh.
Yeah, just stay away from that guy.
What about me?
No, you're okay, Gordon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have Paul, who's in Malden.
Good morning, Norm.
Good morning, Paul. Good to play the game with you.
Yeah, and I say fooey to those with short attention spans. And you have no business listening to the fabled dumb birthday game.
Well, that's right. No. People who listen to this program, and just not only the dumb birthday game, but in general, do not have short attention spans.
Right.
They just hang on for everything. They're just so darn wonderful.
And I want to say good morning to Mackie and Larry.
Who are Mackie and Larry?
Oh, Mackie. I work with Mackie.
He would be up now. Would he be
it's
up?
It's a woman. It's a woman.
Oh, she. Would she be
Larry's
up?
Larry's her husband.
Would they be up at 20 after 3?
They're up quite a bit. They hear me on the radio a lot.
Oh, do they?
And Larry was on Bob Rowe the other day, I guess.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, Larry's my brother-in-law.
Whose brother-in-law? Who's
Mine,
speaking?
Gordon.
Oh, Gordon. Who's your brother-in-law?
My brother-in-law is named Larry.
Oh, I think this is going to be a really bummer, this one today. We got some really weird things happening. We also have Keith Shields, who's a producer here at WBZ, who will be playing the game with us. And we don't get to play the game with you very often.
No, just when Bob's out.
Just when Bob's out, when I get called on. Incidentally, that's the reason I'm here, is Bob is not feeling too terribly well.
Is he feeling guarded tonight?
Is he feeling guarded?
Keith. Shield.
Is Keith Shield. Oh, boy, this is going to... I think we can end the game right here and be
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, Keith Shield guarded. Well, that, you know something, Paul? That really sucked. That was.
But Jesus. I guess that's right.
Please. The best thing to do would be to go on the corner and look embarrassed and try to forget you ever said that. Okay, we also have Rob Floyd with us.
Morning, Norm.
Good morning, Rob.
We have a local panel here tonight, huh?
We do have a local panel. Everybody from the from this area. The farthest away would be Paul, who's in Malden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not too terribly far away, as I recall. I was in Malden once, by the way. I got lost there for several days. And I lived on birch bark and wild herbs. And berries, wild berries also. I was rescued by a missionary tribe that came through the area. I was crazed with fever and everything, so they rescued me just in time. I would have died right there on Eastern Avenue.
And that's how you got the job on BZ.
Oh, shut up. Okay.
Norm, I would like to request a very specific news update.
What is that?
Whatever happened with the Great Egg Spring Contest?
Oh, I see, yes. We had a contest, and this would indicate when spring was coming. It was when my hens started laying eggs again, because hens do not lay eggs during the wintertime unless you have a heated, lighted chicken coop. So that was the thing. We had a contest saying, tell me the date when you think the first egg will be laid. Unfortunately, these are old hens, and they didn't lay eggs till very late, and everybody guessed very early. As a matter of fact, last year, they started laying eggs the end of February, which is very early. This year, they didn't start till about the middle of April, and even now, they're chewing away at the eggs. It's really a pitiful scene, so we never had any winners.
No.
The actual date, I think, was April 13th or 14th or something like that, and everybody guessed much earlier than that.
I put in 26 guesses.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No kidding. Did you guess as late as the middle of April?
No, I by your prodding, I started about the 10th of March, and then 26 days.
Yeah, normally that would have been good enough, but for some reason, these are little old lady hens, and they just did not do much until very late.
Wasn't as exciting as you thought it would be.
No, even today they're not laying too many eggs. Even today, I think it's time to retire them out to the woodlands or something and get a whole new crop.
Well, maybe you could dump them in Malden, Norm.
What's that, please?
Maybe you could dump them in Malden.
I don't think so, Paul, but that's a swell idea.
The woodland creatures there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Malden. Well, I do have to tell you that I got a relative that lives in Indiana.
Yeah.
Sent a real small article saying that you were running this particular contest. So you did make press out in Indiana.
I mean, what? That thing was in a newspaper in Indiana?
You better believe it.
Wow. No kidding. Son of a gun. That just makes me feel just so darn proud and a little bit ashamed. Okay. Here we go. Now, here are a couple of birthdays for Tuesday. We're going to skip today because we already went through them. But for Tuesday, Gary Owens was born May 10th, which is Tuesday, in Mitchell, South Dakota. I don't know why I didn't think he was born there. They have a great corn palace there, in which such bands as Lawrence Welk play. It's right on the Missouri River, and it's all decorated in corn husks. Isn't that interesting? No, that's not interesting. Okay. Radio and commercial announcer. He was the deep throat announcer. He used to cup his ear and was on the Laugh-In TV program. Remember, he cupped his ear and had a voice way down there. And now Laugh-In presents. He was kind of that kind of a guy. That was Gary Owens. He does a radio show out in Los Angeles, too, a morning show. I would suspect that you ought to take some heavy medication, lie down and rest. Boy, that sounds really awful, and I'm a doctor. Okay, Kevin, how old do you think Gary Owens will be on Tuesday, tomorrow?
64.
How much is that?
64.
64. Okay. Gordon, what do you think?
66.
66. Okay, and hold on a minute, Kristen, while I cut my ear and ask you. Hello, Kristen. How old do you think Gary Owens will be on Tuesday, May 10th?
Well, I'll say 57.
57, you'll say. Okay. And, Paul, what do you think?
I'll say 61.
61, says Paul, and didn't even include a joke with that, so that's really merciful. Keith, what do you think? Are you aware of Gary Owens, you remember saying, because you're young, and he...
I've heard of Laughing.
Yeah, because Laughing was sometimes. Yeah, they show reruns from time to time. Yeah, they don't show reruns too often, but they had a special kind of saluting Laughing, and which was still very, very funny. Anyway, how old do you think?
Ooh, 70.
Okay, and Rob?
I'll go with Keith Santer, 70.
70, okay. These young guys, they stick together. And thus, go down in flames. Yeah, because 70 is way old. He's only 58.
Wow.
He'll be 58, yeah. And so that means that Kristen, who said 57, was the closest. You're okay, Kristen.
Thank you.
You're going to get a junky prize, maybe, if you keep this up at this pace.
That's exciting.
Yeah, as you know, that whoever gets closest to the greatest number of times does win a worthless, useless, tacky, and very nothing kind of prize.
All used Q-tip.
Pardon me?
A used
Q-tip would be a big prize. No, we don't even go there. It's not even that big. Okay, also born on Tuesday, May 10th, Pat Summerall, the sports announcer and TV pitch man. He played pro football for the Detroit Lions, and his birthday, anyways, also on Tuesday, he was born May 10th. Rob, what do you think? How old do you think Pat Summerall is?
Oh, I'll say 54.
Okay. And Keith?
50.
Keith says 50. What do you say, Paul?
I'm going to say 58.
Okay. And Kristen? This is the very lovely and exciting Kristen.
55.
Okay.
That's the limit.
Gordon, what do you think?
57.
Okay, and Kevin?
I will say 57 as well.
57 as well. Okay, actually, he's 64 on Tuesday.
Eek.
Oh, eek, 64. That means that Paul, who said 58, even though he was 6 years off, was the closest. Everybody guessed way underneath. I guess he'd like your answer, Keith, with a 50 when you're turning 64 and somebody thinks you're 50.
Well, so we all get gun-shy with the first one. So.
I guess that's true, yeah. Well, let's see how you do. Now we're going to Wednesday, May 11th, and one of my favorite comedians and actors was born on May 11th, Mort Saul. Born Morton Lyon Saul.
Lyon,
L-Y-O-N, yeah. In Canada. He's from Canada. 1960s nightclub comic. That's kind of funny to say that because he's still doing comedy. But I did see him here in Boston way back in the 60s. He played Storyville, one of the jazz clubs. He did a one-man show on Broadway in the fall of 1987. Mort Saul. You all familiar with Mort Saul?
No.
Never heard of him.
No.
None of you have heard of Mort Saul?
No, I've heard him. Heard of Broadway.
You've heard of Broadway.
He was on Jay Leno about a month or so ago.
Yeah, he was also on
the new look.
He was on the IMS radio show about a week ago. And anyway, let me start with you, Paul. How old do you think he'll be on the May 11th?
I'm going to say 62.
You're going to say 62. Okay, when will you be saying that, do you suppose?
Oh, any time now.
Okay.
Don't hold your breath, though.
Gordon, what do you think?
I'm going to say 66.
66, okay. And Keith?
What's that noise?
Oh, that's Keith's two-way radio, I think. That's the traffic. There's information in. There's a 17-car pileup on the Mass Turnpike near the Weston exit. But we're ignoring it because we're playing a swell game.
Okay, 68. Okay,
68. Oh, he's on the phone. So he's talking to somebody.
In traffic business.
Stuff. Yeah, let's see if we can listen in. Well, it's a woman, and he's asking for a date on Thursday. It's nothing to do with... Yeah. Anyway, Kevin, what do you say?
65.
Kevin says 65. And Rob?
I'll say 65 sounds good.
Is that your radio there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. No, that's good. It lends a certain amount of drama to all of this.
We saw Robin in action.
Oh, that's really nice, yeah. Kristen, what do you say? How old is Mort Saul?
The big 70.
The big 70, okay. Actually, he will be 67 And so Keith said 68, which was very good.
Wow.
And Gordon said 66, so he covered the other side. So Keith, Kristen, and Gordon both have one apiece as we go to...
And Paul, round three.
And Paul, that's right. Paul has one, too. That's right. Foster Brooks was also born May 11th. You know Foster Brooks?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. No. See, okay. That's right. Best known for his drunk routines on the Dean Martin show. And anyway, how old would you say Foster Brooks? We could leave him off, couldn't we? Would you all like to just forget him?
No.
No.
You want to guess him? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Kristen, what do you say? What do you think? How old do you think he is?
Let's see.
Talk a lot because you have such an adorable voice.
What show now did you say he was on again? That one,
bro? He was on, no, I guess he was on with the Dean Martin show.
He was a regular on the Cosby, the Bill Cosby variety show a long time
ago. Yeah.
He was on Carson quite a bit, too.
And he just wanders around looking drunk, which is kind of a strange kind of an act, but he specialized in that for a number of years.
Wow.
Yeah, Foster Brooks.
Okay. I'll
you think anybody really has the name Foster Brooks? I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Kristen?
How about... Oh, what the heck,
76. What the heck, okay.
That's
Eric. Okay. Kevin, what do you think?
69.
Okay, and Keith?
With a long pregnated pause, 71.
Okay, 71. And Paul?
I'm going to say 83.
Okay, Gordon, what do you think?
Let's try a little bit lower with 62.
62. Okay. And Rob, how old do you think Foster Brooks will be?
66.
Okay. He'll actually be 82, so Paul said 83 was very close. Yes, right. So Paul now has burst into a lead with two correct answers, while Keith, Kristen, and Gordon all have won apiece. As we go to Thursday, May 12th, George Carlin was born on May 12th. George Carlin. Let's see. George Carlin.
That's the first one I heard of.
Current TV show on Fox.
That's right. A former disc jockey, probably best known as the originator of the Seven Dirty Words routine. He was in the film The Prince of Tides. He's also...
He was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, too. He was in Prince of Tides, huh?
Yes. And he was also... He also does some stuff on television, on the public television. You know, he's a little conductor...
Wasn't he a disc jockey in Boston, too, at one time?
Yes, I said that. A former disc jockey, yes. I think he co-hosted with a guy named Burns. What's his name? Anyway, I know Carlin was in Boston. That's true. And is doing a show on Fox Television Network. And I think a very clever guy, one of the most clever guys in the business... He used to do the hippy-dippy weatherman and a whole lot of other stuff at one time. And then he grew a beard and kind of updated his routine and got a little dirtier and more up-to-date and started swinging again. He's a funny man. Anyway, we'll start with you, Rob. What do you think?
I think George Carlin is a little older than he looks. I'm going to say he's 47.
Okay, and... Keith, what do you think?
I want to go higher than that. 54.
54. Okay. Paul?
59.
59. And Kristen, the very lovely and adorable Kristen?
Let's see.
65. 65. Okay. What do you
55.
Think?
55.
55.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think, Gordon?
57.
Gordon says 57. And what do you say, Kevin?
58.
58. Well, Gordon's hit it right on the button. He'll be 57.
Wow.
But you all, most of you were pretty close.
I was way off.
Isn't that worth 2 points?
Yeah. No, that's not worth 2 points because you obviously got a copy of the rule book. And,
Bob Barker, you know, if he hit it right on the button, he'd get an extra $100.
WBC happens to be an extremely cheap outfit, and they don't give away extra points or extra anything. unless you bleed. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, also born on May 10th, next Thursday, May 10th, was Tom Snyder. Let's see what I can tell you about Tom Snyder. We carried him, his program, for about 3 minutes one week. Remember, we got to dump all the evening shows and all night.
We fought hard to bring you guys back.
Or that's right.
Keep you guys on.
Yeah, that's right, because David DeBrednoy was already out of here.
Yeah.
And we were carrying Snyder. And, yeah, and I was on perilous ground, too, on the weekend. Anyway, radio talk show host Tom Snyder, who's on television. He's on the
CNBC,
that's right. I think he's kind of fun. I enjoy him too.
Tom.
Also,
yeah, David Letterman's trying to get him to follow him on CBS at night.
Oh, that's kind of funny because that's what he used to do on NBC. Yeah. One time he was on the late show.
But he's been getting calls on his show on CNBC, and people are telling him to stay there and not go to CBS. So it'll be interesting to see how he makes out.
It certainly will be. I'm just sitting here right at the edge of my seat, just waiting to see how that happens. Okay, Gordon, what do you say? How old do you think Tom Snyder will be on Thursday?
54.
54, okay. And Paul?
Let's see. 20, I'd say he's probably 57.
57. Okay, and what do you think, let's see, Gordon? No, we already said 54. Kevin?
I will say 50... 56.
Okay. Keith?
Ooh, wild stab at 59.
Wild stab at 59. And Kristen?
58.
Kristen says 58. And what do you say, Rob?
60.
And Kristen is right on the button, 58.
Wow.
But you all were very, very close. That's kind of interesting. Tom Snyder's 50. We'll be 58. And so let me see now. What do we have here? We have Kristen. Oh, no, we have Kristen and Gordon. Both have two apiece. Paul has two also. So we have a three-way tie with Keith having one round. And Rob and Kevin, come on. Come on, you guys.
Goose egg.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
We have Friday the 13th this month.
Wow.
And Friday the 13th comes out on a Friday, which makes it even more ominous. Stevie Wonder was born on May 13th.
Cool.
He was born Steveland Morris Hardaway. I let that settle in. Blind from birth, he had his first hit at age 13 called Fingertips Part 2.
Great song.
Can you hum a little bit for us?
What happened to part one?
Well, that didn't become a big hit, but if Rob would kind of hum or sing a little bit of Fingertips Part 2, I'll be happy to sing Fingertips Part 1 for you. What do you think, Rob? Would you do that?
That was actually me.
I don't know how that one goes.
Sing it with feeling.
Okay, well, anyway, he received an Oscar. Here's a date for you, so if you want to figure out his age. He received an Oscar in 1985 for I Just Called to Say I Love You, which was a very pretty song. Okay, Stevie Wonder, we'll start with you, Rob. How old do you think he will be on the 13th?
43.
You put that again in the form of a question, which was really nice, just like on Jeopardy. Keith, what do you think?
47.
Okay, and Paul?
44.
Paul says 44, and Kristen says?
46.
46. Gordon?
45.
And Kevin?
43. Really playing it tight tonight.
Well, this is really close. Everybody's very, very close. Paul did say 44, and that's how old he will be.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Norm, he came to Malden High when I was a senior there. Back about, 22 years ago, whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember that. It was an unexpected visit by Stevie Wonder.
Well, that's an interesting story, and I'd like to buy the movie rights.
No, it was great. It was, the students had, it was a surprise visit. It was really good.
It makes me shed a tear.
Next.
Okay, the next one, also born on May 13th, was B. Arthur. B. Arthur, let me see what I can tell you about. Beatrice B. Arthur.
Maud.
That's right, Maud, and she's on Golden Girls. She won a Tony Award for the play Mame. I didn't realize that. She was in Mame. I think she was in a revival of that. She wasn't in the original Mame. So you can't tell the age by that. Her name at birth was Bernice Frankel, born in New York City, and still going strong with so many things. Anyway, B. Arthur, we'll start with you, Kevin. How old do you think she'll be?
I will say 62.
62, okay. Gordon?
I think she's a very sexy 69.
Do you think she's sexy?
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
That voice? Oh.
No, that's interesting. I never really thought of her in that role. That is, you know, as a sex symbol or anything.
Oh,
did you ever think of her that way, Kristen?
No, not particularly.
Well, see, because you're a woman. What do you know?
I don't think so herself.
How old do you think she is? Or will be on Friday?
Let's see. How about 66?
About 66. Okay, and Paul?
I'll say 64.
64, says Paul. Keith?
74.
74, and Rob?
63.
63, okay. 68 is actually correct.
Wow.
And so I think we know that Gordon said 69. Nobody said 68 or 67. So Gordon now is tied with Paul at 3 apiece. Oh, this is really turning out to be a real seat squirmer, isn't it? Oh, this is really something. Okay, I'll give you one more. Maybe we can break the tie with this. This is for a birthday. We'll go back to Thursday the 12th. Yogi Berra. Why did you laugh when I said
Yogi Berra? I thought you were
going to
say Yogi Bear.
Me too.
Oh, Yogi Berra. Let's see.
Hey, boo-boo boy.
He was born Lawrence Peter Berra in St. Louis, former New York Yankee catcher and manager, MVP three times, and he played in 14 World Series games. Imagine that. And none of you have played in even one World Series game, and yet you laugh at this man.
When did he retire, Norm? Does it say that?
I have another date, though, that might help you. He hit the first pinch hit home run in World Series history in 1947.
Didn't he used to say holy cow, too?
For what?
Holy cow?
No, that was...
wasn't him?
No, that was...
Phil Rizzuto,
that's right. Yeah, Phil Rizzuto.
The pickety basket, boo-boo.
Okay, Yogi Berra once played 148 straight games without an error. And also is known, he played three straight games at one point without spitting on his shoes.
I guess you could say he's smarter than the average Berra.
You could say that, yeah, I suppose you could. Jeez. Yeah, well. Okay,
we're going batty, so let's get going.
Okay, yeah. Oh, jeez, you do these jokes in your classroom, Paul?
Yeah, I do.
It's no wonder the kids don't. Says let's trample Paul before he becomes too crazy. Okay, we'll start with you, Kristen. Yogi Berra. How old do you think he is?
Okay, let's see. I'll say 67.
Okay, 67. And Keith, what do you think?
65.
Okay. And Paul?
I'm going to say 70.
Paul's going to say 70. And what do you say, Kevin?
71.
And Gordon?
I'm going to go with the sexy B. Arthur answer and say 69.
69. And what about you, Rob?
Rob says 76.
Rob says 76. Okay, here's the answer.
The envelope
just handed me hours ago. Okay, Yogi Berra actually will be 69, which is what Gordon said. So Gordon springs in and wins a tacky, tasteless prize.
My second.
Okay, I imagine that'll probably be on display at some flea market just moments after you get it. It's that kind of a gift we're going to send out. Okay, so I thank you all for playing. The winner then is Gordon. Paul did well with three, and
congratulations, Gordon. Oh, thank you. I'm so now parading around in the crown that you know already have in stock.
I'm sorry. Are you saying something? Is English really your first language? Okay. Anyway, you'll be talking with Keith Shields in just a moment. Keith didn't do badly either. He did do badly. Yeah, he got, but not as bad as Rob Floyd, who didn't get any correct answers.
Doing really bad these past few weeks.
I was very consistent with zeros across the board.
Yeah, that's right. Kevin didn't know anything either. And so it was Gordon with four correct answers, or at least the closest, and Kristen with two, Paul with three, and Keith with one. And hold on there just for a little bit, Gordon. No, let's see. Gordon and Keith will take your full name and address, and we'll get us a really nothing kind of stuff, worthless thing out to you.
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, I thank the rest of you for playing the game. Thank you very, very much, Keith, and I thank you very much, Rob.
Okay.
We'll be catching you in about 15 minutes.
You got it.
With the very latest in traffic information. And Gordon, listen, no, you're going to hold on. And let's see, Kevin, thank you.
All right, now bye.
Bye-bye, Kevin, and bye-bye, Kristen.
Bye, Norm, thank you.
Thank you very much, and bye-bye, Paul, thank you.
It's been swell.
I think it's been swell. I think it's been very nice. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, and that's about the size of it. I'll be back in just a moment, but first, watch this.
Is there ever going to come a time when we won't have any more earthquakes? And God said, yes, but not in your lifetime. So the second one said, wait a minute. I'm sorry. He was from New York, and he said, you know, God, we've had a lot of crime in New York. Is there ever going to come a time when my parishioners can go out on the streets and feel safe? And God said, yes, but not in your lifetime. And so then the third priest came up and said, he's from Chicago. And he said, God, we have a lot of sports activities in Chicago with a lot of ups and downs. Is there ever going to come a time when the Cubs will win the World Series? And God said, yes, but not in my lifetime. So you can just change that any way you want.
That's right. We can insert the Boston Red Sox. Will they win the World Series? Yes, but not in my lifetime.
Maybe not this year. That's all we say about the Cubs. Not this year.
No.
Maybe next year.
Do you know when the Cubs last did win the World Series?
Oh, back in 1920-something.
Okay. Can you know the last time the Red Sox won a World Series?
No.
1918.
Oh.
So I think the Cubs have probably done better than the Red Sox have done.
Maybe we could have a special game, sort of a consolation game, you know, like they do with the losers.
That's right. We'd have the Cubs playing the Red Sox. Two sets of losers.
But you know what?
Yeah.
People say to me, why do you keep watching the Cubs? I have to know, why do you want to watch them when you know what's going to happen? My answer is, first of all, there's a lot of good players who are fun to watch. Well, Andre Dawson.
That's right, who came to us from the Cubs.
Oh, he breathed life into that team. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And Ryan Sandberg. And besides, it's so much fun to watch them play. Whether they win or lose, it's fun to watch them play.
I think baseball is a great game. Do you get to the ballpark very often?
No. Because I don't, you know, the Tigers are sort of in that position, too, although they've won the pennant, you know, and the World Series much more recently. I figure I brought them luck. They won the year I came here.
Yeah, because of the White Sox, you had Pudge Fisk, the catcher, who came from Boston. And there are a lot of people have never forgiven the Red Sox management for allowing him to go. It was kind of a stupid thing. They didn't send his contract. It sounded like they're trying to get rid of him on a technicality. And he was so very popular here. Was he that popular out in Chicago?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But he came, he was sort of after I left Chicago. I've been here 25 years.
Where in Michigan are you?
I'm about 50 miles north of Detroit, right along the river, the Detroit River that connects, goes down to Lake Erie, becomes the Detroit River and goes down that way. As it comes north, it becomes the St. Clair River and goes up to Lake Huron.
I get you. I'm honing right in on you.
So we're right along the St. Lawrence Seaway. So
oh,
we have craters that go right through our downtown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it?
Ocean craters and lake craters both.
Oh, it's yeah, that's an interesting area. I've been to most states in the country, but never Michigan.
Well,
you sound so adorable, I'll make it my next stop.
You just can't go back. You can only go forward.
Okay.
Put it on your list.
Okay. Michigan,
it'll be. I haven't been to Boston either, so.
Oh, you're going to have to come here. This is an exciting city.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I had a couple of relatives visiting from California who were out here this past week, and we drove around downtown Boston. And it's kind of interesting also when we show off your own city to outsiders, people who don't live here. You sort of look at it in a different light. And the magnolia trees and all along the Back Bay and Beacon Hill are all in bloom, and dogwoods and all that. And the city looked so beautiful. It was a sunny afternoon, warm, and with all of the grass was very sharply green and all those other flowering trees. It was just lovely. I think Boston is a magnificent city. I think there aren't too many cities in the country that have their own individual style, and, you know, but Boston is one of them. San Francisco does, too.
It's fun when you discover them. When I went to Washington, D.C., I can't describe the feeling of history that just descended over me to think that I'm walking the streets that this president, that president, you know, all the way back walked.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there has to be that feeling for outsiders who come to Boston, but I suppose after you live there, you kind of don't think of that every day.
The time you think of it is when you're, again, when somebody from outside the area is coming in, you're showing them. But Washington, D.C. is an exciting city anyway. The Washington Monument, and that is the Lincoln Monument.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in all of that. It just gives you goose pimples. That's true, to think of all the activity that's gone on there throughout many years and the people who've lived there and the presidents who walked those streets and all that. That's an exciting city. But you're going to have to make Boston, okay?
That's the deal. And on that philosophical note, I wish you a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you Friday.
Thanks a lot, Julie.
Or listen to you Friday.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks a million.
Uh-huh.
Take care. Bye-bye.
How does Dinger do it?
Come and see me.
Come to Dave Dinger Ford in Braintree.
Why are so many people leasing a new Ford car or truck from Dave Dinger Ford?
It's a plan.
That's right, the red carpet 24-month lease plan.
Why 24?
Because it's smart to renew every two.
Every two?
Sure, instead of locking yourself into a 3, 4, or 5-year lease or finance contract, the red carpet lease plan lets you drive a brand new Ford car or truck for just 2 years. Then return it for a new one, keep it, or walk away. Your choice. You cut down your car's expense and drive a new car every 2 years with a bumper-to-bumper Ford warranty.
Mars.
And economical. Ask our leasing experts about the red carpet plan today at Dave Dinger Ford, exit 6 off 128 in Braintree. See why so many people are leasing these days.
How does Dinger do it?
Come and see me.
Come to Dave Dinger Ford in Braintree.
Look for the big American flag.
Coming up to about a minute before 5 o'clock, just about time for us to say goodbye, but it's been fun being with you through the night. We'll be back again at the end of the week. And it was fun having Pete Seeger on from the Weavers, among other things, because he's done a lot of solo work throughout the years as well. And fun to have him on our first hour this past night. And I know Sting and Nancy Wilson, the jazz singer, will be in town the 15th. What is today's the 9th? 16th. That'll be next Sunday. To receive degrees from the Berklee College of Music. There's another thing that's unique to this area, the Berklee College of Music. aren't too many schools like that throughout the entire country, and a great school. Sting will deliver the commencement address to more than 500 graduates, and Nancy Wilson, one of my favorites, releases her 55th album, Love, Nancy, this spring on Columbia Records. Anyway, hey, I got to go. Again, we'll see you at the end of the week. On behalf of Keith Shields, on behalf of the lovely Marilyn Gorelick, and myself, the almost good-looking Norm Nathan Person, I hope it's a nice week for you.
What is it with yet another lackluster and then a completely absent 76? That's the spirit. If you yelled it out while listening, as I always do, totally makes up for it. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. Four groggy leches. Holding yourself steady. Happy Mother's Day. Mackie and Larry. Birch bark and wild herbs. Missionary tribes. Crazed with fever. Pitiful, failed first egg of spring contests. And how about the contest making the press in Indiana? That was kind of cool. Old hens and woodland creatures. Announcer voices. Heavy medication and rest. Laugh in, sticking together and going down in flames. Storyville, Broadway, or should I say, Broadway! Traffic business, adorable voices. George Carlin, Mort Saul, bleeding for a W cheap Z. Yogi and Boo Boo, Dave Dinger Ford, Marilyn Gorelick, Rob Floyd, the guarded Keith Shields, and the rather perturbed Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.
This is Joan McCool. The date is May 1st, 1994.